This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The son of a victim of the shooting at a Boulder grocery store is suing the company that created the weapon used in the attack. CPR's justice reporter Lucretia Wembley has more.
Suzanne Fountain was among the 10 people shot and killed nearly 2 years ago after a man opened fire at a King Soopers. Fountain's son, Nathaniel Goetz, is now suing gun maker Sturm, Ruger & Company, saying it used deceptive marketing practices by making a gun that's legally classified as a pistol. The complaint alleges the company made the pistol version to evade laws regulating rifles. The lawsuit alleges the gun company violated the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act. It was filed in Connecticut, where the manufacturing company is located. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Residents in Commerce City are breathing a potentially dangerous mixture of air pollution. That's according to a new study from a Latino-led community group. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The group is Cultivando, and it's operated its own air monitors for more than a year. Scientists working with the nonprofit presented the results at a packed press conference Wednesday. They say the measurements show elevated levels of carcinogenic benzene, particulate matter, and other dangerous pollutants. And it seems some of those toxins might be coming from Suncor Energy, which operates Colorado's only oil and gas refinery. Olga Gonzalez leads the nonprofit.
So then I ask you, why should our community be sacrificed for the sake of cheaper gasoline?
Suncor operates its own air monitors in the area as well. It says they haven't shown any acute public health threat. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. Along the Front Range today, highs are in the low 30s and snowflakes should continue to fall through the morning, and then it should be a cloudy, breezy afternoon.